It's time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Very interesting study that shows that even the threat of a heart attack or a stroke is not enough to motivate some people to take on a healthy diet, even people who have suffered a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't think we should be surprised about this. This is very, very common in terms of human behavior in response to perceived risks. When you are confronted with a sudden change, you know, someone has a heart attack or they have a stroke or have a diagnosis of diabetes, the initial response is one of, oh, wow, I have to do something about this. It's new in my life. I've got to try and change things. But then you grow accustomed to it. The threat becomes less of an issue. You see this with many things that happen, Mark, and, you know, anything that can happen. In the news, something terrible happens, but then it fades into the background and people aren't as worried about it anymore. The same reaction that we have to risk. And as a result, they let things slide. And so I don't think we should be surprised about it. I don't think it's very difficult to change that kind of behavior. So even with, you know, in the article, they talk about having multidisciplinary teams to help people navigate through and to adopt new lifestyles. It's still very difficult because in the end, they're not going to perceive the risk as being that great. And even if you have that availability of that support system, they may not take up on it because they just don't see it being a risky thing anymore. And how you get around that is very difficult because you're talking about human nature and almost like a built-in response to these kind of problems.
And yet you'd think, I mean, there are stories of people who do change their lifestyle
sure.
after a major event. You'd think that message would resonate with people, but I guess it's just hard to change the way you are used to doing things, especially if it's been, you know, years of a certain lifestyle.
That's exactly right. And then you're asking someone to make changes permanently for the rest of their lives. And if they're not happy with that change, they're likely to either sabotage it or just say, you know, I'm not happy making these changes, even though it may lead to another heart attack or it may lead to another health problem. I'm just not prepared to make those changes because it interferes with my comfort zone.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.